B-Pod Studios.
All right, who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab like something to eat?
Yeah. That's like a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No.
Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness! Around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, and the person keeping my Twitter feed up to speed on what the DC fandom was announcing, Robbie Landis. What are you most excited to see after the DC fandom,
look,
Robbie?
I have to say that entire event,
because they got movie trailers, they got video game announcements,
was way better than I ever would have expected it to be.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit earlier in the show in the news about the two new games, Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League, coming out of it. I think what actually surprised me the most actually was the trailer for the Batman by Matt Reeves with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, we got the sparkly vampire man turned Batman.
Yeah, we know that it's not part of like the current DC continuity. It's going to be like in its own universe. But like the vibes that we're getting from the trailer, and they said only 25% of it has been shot because the whole COVID stuff shot it down. But it gave like some, like, Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight meets Netflix's Daredevil.
Ooh.
In vibes. Like, what I saw, I really liked.
I'm excited. It just, as long as they make not Justice League again, I'm all about whatever they want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be another Batman movie that's a little bit more grounded in reality.
Awesome. Can't wait to see what DC comes out with in terms of those items just mentioned. Now, Capcom has punished one of their star Street Fighter players, but in a very unusual way. He spoke out on social media and got a slap on the wrist. Weird Beard, what bizarre punishment did they inflict on this guy?
So, really, we're talking about one of the most, the biggest Street Fighter players. His name is Punk, right? And he got sent to the loser's bracket. Before he even plays in his next tournament. And it's all because he was so freaking toxic. Now let's go back to when he was competing in this previous tournament here, right? He was streaming it live, and he lost. He instantly then went on to Discord while still streaming. Discord's like a communication platform where you can message people and all that kind of stuff. And it was shown on his stream, and he essentially said, screw you, screw everybody running this competition, screw the guy that I just went against, this game has bad netcode, I hate this, this is dumb. Screw all of you, except replace screw with the F word.
Oh, okay.
For every single person. And Capcom didn't like it. Like, this guy has been around for quite a while and is, again, a tier one player.
So he should know better than to mouth off like that after losing in a match.
He was considered the favorite to win EVO 2017. He's won stuff like Absolute Battle, East Coast Throwdown, Northwest Majors, and the Red Bull Battlegrounds.
Wow. And you know what's crazy is the guy that he lost to, Alex Myers. Alex Myers, like, is not a professional. He's a newer professional, right? He's in his mid-30s, and he sent out a tweet being like, you know, when people would, you know, talk trash to me and ask me why I was still here after my arthritis didn't let me play for 5 years, this is why I'm here. And he sent that out after he just won. And then Punk tweeted back to him and said, you're trash, like, F you again.
He has 25 first place wins in the past 4 years that he's been competing.
This is Punk?
Yeah.
This is his record? Wow.
So he's huge. So then what happened is Capcom then said it's unfair to prevent Punk.
That was just in Street Fighter V. That's not even counting Dragon Ball FighterZ, Mortal Kombat 11, or Injustice 2.
Wow.
Yeah, he's big.
He's huge.
So Capcom said that it would be unfair to prevent Punk from having a chance to earn a spot for the next Capcom Cup by banning him entirely, especially since there's not like a ton of tournaments due to COVID-19.
Yeah, so you want to punish him, but if you ban him from one tournament, you're then also effectively banning him from the Capcom Cup. They think that's a little bit too far.
So they want to punish him, but they don't want to punish him so badly that they hurt themselves.
Well, yeah. Also kind of yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it sounds like to me. Because you said
They just make – he's going to start in the loser's bracket.
Yeah, so it's
so he can still compete.
Yeah, but he absolutely can still compete. He can even take first place still. It's just in the loser's bracket because it's normally double elimination, right?
Okay.
So instead of being able to lose and then, you know, come back and still win.
So he's pretty much starting with already a loss against him.
Don't. Boom. That's it. And then, like, that's the only punishment he's getting out of this. His sponsor, Panda Global, has already declined to punish him further, stating that he, quote, showed accountability and growth. Which I, sure, whatever. But yeah, it's like, it's just, it's weird. Like, I don't know. Could you, James, expect not a ton of punishment from work if, you know, something happened at work and then you were on radio and just went, screw these people, screw this,
no!
screw my company.
Do you know how much trouble I would be in? Yeah. I would be off the mic. I'd probably be sitting at home.
Oh, duh.
A minimum of some sort of a suspension, if not praying that they're not like, hey, you see your contract? You see the shred machine?
Yep.
You know,
then I'm back into the world of retail.
If the FGC wasn't so fragmented, you know, this would be the perfect sort of time to issue some sort of like fine to him, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But with no like, you know, overall sort of institution, like how do you?
There's nobody overseeing like
right,
disciplinary
really
acts on
or,
players and stuff,
or enforce it, you know, for that matter. So,
and especially yeah. with all the garbage that went on with the Smash community earlier this year and everything, mm-hmm. I think that like. The less spotlight you put on an incident like this when it's like, it's bad, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily like to the level of, you know, all the horrible stuff that those Smash players
did. So you feel the
did.
Punishment is just.
It's whatever.
It's
in this Yeah, in this situation, it's whatever.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
Each week, Weird Beard and Robbie bring us a new game to check out that we might have otherwise missed. What have we this week, Weird Beard?
The world has been ravaged by a series of climatic disasters. One super soldier wielding the Nano Suit 2 will make the last stand to save humanity. This is Crisis 2.
It's the most sophisticated combat hardware around. Death's an inconvenience now. We are all dead men walking.
So Crysis 2 is my pick out of the three Crysis games. So there's Crysis, Crysis 2, and Crysis 3.
Very original titles.
Absolutely. And
it's
very...
It's spelled C-R-Y.
Ooh, it's Crysis, so it's
Crysis.
Like crying.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason I want to pick this game today is that earlier this year, Crysis Remastered was announced. So the remastered game is going to be going out on the PC, Xbox One, PS4, and Nintendo Switch. And it's going to have the graphic overhaul. It's going to be really, really good. But as usual, in series of threes, the second one is usually the best. And that stands with Crysis 2. It's for any player who's excited about like a shooter game that has sci-fi elements and aliens in it. If that ticks all your boxes, you're gonna be all in on Crysis. It usually only takes between 9 to 12, maybe 15 hours to completely beat if you want to be a completionist. But it's one of those games to where it's brain dead, man. Like, you're not having to have like super in-depth like story that's hard to follow, and you can pick it up and put it down because all it's really about at the end of the day is upgrading your nano suit and blowing aliens to bits. Robbie, is this at all up your alley?
I've never played a Crysis game
really
before myself. I'm aware of it, but
okay.
You know, it just kind of gets sort of blended or blurred into, you know, the huge category that is first-person shooter
yeah.
games.
The
so,
nano suit
yeah,
looks sweet
fine.
On that guy.
It's
though.
And it's super cool because what you do is you're able to upgrade it as you play through, and it gives you more like essentially like superhero type abilities. You know, like you can fly. You
is
have
it like the suit that what's his face wears in the Wolfenstein game?
Yes, yeah. It's very similar. And the one thing that I boast the most about the Crysis games, especially Crysis 2, is the AI in it is really, really fun. While I say it's brain dead, you know, it's not just like hold X and you're able to win or anything like that. It actually has some fairly developed stuff. Now, as usual, this game does take place in New York, New York. You know, as the new York type situation.
They have like landmarks and stuff that
yeah.
would normally be there if you were like a tourist, but maybe he's got some sort of weird alien overhaul.
Yeah, and it's again, like, it's cool. Like, it's in the future, and, you know, it's not necessarily an open-world game, but it has a very large world that you're allowed to play around in. And the multiplayer is fun as well.
Well, there's your Patient Gamer recommendation, a little intergalactic alien shooter game with some couch co-op capabilities, Crysis 2. We asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what movie or TV show could become a great video game? We'll talk to you about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is drawing towards its exciting finale this year. In a year marred by COVID-19, the best teams in the world will be making their way to South Korea for the finals. Teams that qualify will need to quarantine for 2 weeks before being allowed to compete at the beginning of October. The LCS Summer Split is drawn to a close, and with the teams now qualified, we're officially on the road to Worlds. This year's event will be taking place in a bubble in Shanghai, as teams from all over the world will remain in quarantine throughout the month of October. September 4th marks the return of Counter-Strike Global Offensive, with ESL Season 12 kicking off. All matches this season will be played online due to ongoing concerns with COVID-19. Valorant's next tournament will be running September 5th and 6th, welcoming teams out of the Oceania region. Qualifiers for the RLCS X Fall Major will be going on throughout the month of September. No word yet on when the Fall Major itself will take place. And that's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and somebody who can't decide if he loves or hates Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout, me, James Campbell.
I'm in the same boat. I can't tell.
Game mode?
No, whether or not you like or dislike the game.
The game is very challenging, and there's times where it really makes my blood boil.
And you're just like, why am I playing this stupid game?
It's just Mario Party with like 99 people.
Yes, but
that's the point.
When you're almost about to win,
you're in it.
Some silly thing happens. Somebody just sneaks up behind you and grabs that tail right off of your little jelly bean, and then you lose and you get eliminated.
My
when
favorite.
You're so close to winning, it really makes you get fired up, Robbie. And you can't tell am I having fun or am I being punished? I can't decide which is which.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.